You're tuned to Perspectives, a weekly public affairs show which airs every Saturday right here on KTEP. And joining us today on Perspectives is Jeffrey Ward. Jeffrey is the author of the companion book to the PBS series The Roosevelts. Jeffrey, thank you very much for being with us here today, and I'm going to take a moment to tell a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind, but thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey was born in Newark, Ohio in 1940, he grew up on the south side of Chicago and in New Delhi, India. He graduated from Oberlin College in 1962 with a bachelor's degree in studio art. He was a senior picture editor at Encyclopedia Britannica in Chicago during the mid-1960s, founding editor of Audience Magazine from 1970 to 73, and managing editor and editor of American Heritage Magazine from 1977 to 82. For 14 years, he wrote a monthly column for American Heritage called The Life and Times. And of course, what we're going to talk about today is you have collaborated with Ken Burns. Actually, you've been collaborating with him since 1984.
That's right.
And you've been the sole or principal scriptwriter for Huey Long, Statue of Liberty, Thomas Hart Benton, The Civil War, Empire of the Air, The Men Who Made Radio, Baseball, The West, Thomas Jefferson, Frank Lloyd Wright, Not for Ourselves, Alone, The Story of Elizabeth, Katie Stanton and Susan B. Anthony, Jazz, Mark Twain, Unforgettable Blackness, The Rise and Fall of Jack Johnson, The War, and of course, The Roosevelts. Boy, you've been a busy man, Jeff.
Well, those have been great fun to do. I love American history, and I've been very lucky to be able to do that. I've also written 17 books, so I've kept busy.
I mentioned the Britannica Encyclopedia in 1960, and I know we used to have a set like that. And today, unfortunately, people do not really go to the Encyclopedia. They go to Wikipedia or they go on the Internet. So tell us a little bit about your work at Britannica.
Oh, goodness, that's a long time ago. I was right fresh out of college, and I was a picture editor, and I, you know, if they had an article on cats, I would try to find pictures of every kind of breed of cat and so on. But it was great training in how to do research and also in the picture business, which I was in for quite a long time. I'm very fond of pictures.
How did you go about, because if you mentioned cats, you wanted to get all the information there relative to cats. So how did you go about deciding, okay, I think this is enough information or this is overload?
Well, in those days, I didn't decide whether it was overload, so it was my job to get all of them, and then we would decide how many I would use. What my basic memory of that is, we had a lot of them photographed, and the object was not to have them sit in a ball on a piece of photographer's paper. So my job was to drop each one onto photographer's paper so that they could all have the same background. And I still have the scars to prove how unhappy the cats were as one by one I dropped them on that piece of paper.
And as far as the pictures go, because you love history, and of course pictures tell a lot about history, you can look at a picture and it just tells a whole story. I mean, it must have been a great job for you to look for those pictures or even take pictures, but locating that must have been a fun job for you.
It was, and it was a great research thing. And this new book, there's a companion volume to The Roosevelts, which is a very largely a picture book, and it was a joy of my life, really. I love pictures, and I especially love historical pictures. And this is a collection. It's a biography of all three Roosevelts, Theodore, Franklin, and Eleanor, told very largely through photographs from, you know, many of which have never been seen before. I got interested in history when I was a kid because I was given a book called Fighting Indians of the West, which was when I was 9 years old, which was a picture book on the Indian Wars. And that got me interested in old pictures. And this book, I hope, is something like that book. I hope there are kids who get interested in the Roosevelts and in history because they've had a chance to look at the book.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was in kindergarten, my aunt gave me an Indian picture book. It was a pop-up book, and my brother got one of Washington, D.C., and I've loved history ever since.
Yep. Kids have a natural affinity for the stories in history, and pictures help them get there. So that's my real hope for this book, that it's a family item.
We're visiting with Jeffrey Ward. Jeffrey is the author of the book, The Roosevelts, An Intimate History. It's a companion picture book to The Roosevelts, which premiered on PBS not too long ago, and it's already available on DVD. Now, for this book, first of all, it chronicles the lives of Theodore, as you mentioned, Theodore Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, Teddy, FDR, and Eleanor, three members of the most prominent and influential families in American politics. And it is the first time that a major documentary television series, that their stories have actually been told like this, the way they interweave with each other into a single narrative. And this was a 7-part, 14-hour film. And this book is a companion to that. And as you mentioned, it has a lot of those pictures. Now, were you one of the main scriptwriters or the scriptwriter for this?
No, I was the scriptwriter. Okay. I've written three books about Franklin Roosevelt before, and so this was really a dream of a lifetime to get to do this. And Ken was gracious enough to say, let's do it at the length it deserves, and it meant a very great deal to me to do it.
You know, when you watch a Ken Burns documentary, it really draws you in because of the music, the pictures, the narration. But, of course, the narration, one I heard is David McCullough when he does the narrative. But it's very, very conversational the way you've written that.
Uh-huh. Well, I try to be informal, but also to tell the story with the sort of dignity it deserves. In this one, we have the wonderful Peter Coyote did the narration. He's a superb narrator. And it's a wonderful interwoven story, if I can say that. I mean, nobody's ever done all three Roosevelts as members of the same family before. And I think that's what the pull of it is. We had 33 million people watch that program. For somebody, you know, in a world in which there are hundreds of channels, we are very proud of that impact.
It's interesting. We're visiting with Jeffrey Ward. He is the author of the companion book, The Roosevelts, the companion to the TV series, The Roosevelts, the 17-hour, or is it 14-hour? 14-hour.
Seven shows.
Documentary, 7 parts that aired on PBS. It's available on DVD now. But Jeffrey has written the companion book, a beautiful book, a lot of pictures. And one of the things that people talk a lot about, Jeffrey, and perhaps you can kind of clear this up for us, because a lot of people don't understand the, you know, first cousin twice removed, second cousin twice removed, the fact that Franklin married Eleanor Roosevelt, but Eleanor was the daughter of Teddy's brother.
That's right. Franklin Roosevelt was, she was Theodore Roosevelt's niece, and he was a fifth cousin. And in those days, there was quite a lot of, especially Roosevelts, tended to try to marry each other. They saw themselves as a sort of special clan, I think.
We're visiting with Jeffrey Ward. He is the author of the book, The Roosevelts, a companion book to the television series, The Roosevelts. When you started writing this book and putting together this film, what was the hardest part about putting in and what to put out, what to leave out, etc.?
Well, you know, if you've written a lot about somebody, you tend to know too much.
Yes.
So it was really a question of editing myself, of trying to think, you know, what we wanted to go more deeply into their lives than anybody else had done in a film, but we also didn't want to burden people with detail. So it was, you know, for every scene that's in there, I could have written 10 others, but I think we got a pretty good sort of skeletal story of them all, or scaffolding on which to build portraits of all three of them.
It's interesting in the book, and if people know their history, and of course you are a Roosevelt historian, the fact that both of the Roosevelts, Franklin and Teddy, both presidents, were ill. Teddy as a child, and then, of course, Franklin later.
Yes, actually all three of them suffered from illnesses as we now understand illnesses, because Theodore Roosevelt had asthma as a child, and he also had really a lifetime depression, which he fought by feverish action. And Franklin Roosevelt, as you said, had polio, and Eleanor Roosevelt also suffered from depression. Now, that's a modern term for something they didn't have a word for then. But both Theodore Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt, part of the reason they were so frenetically active all their lives was that if they didn't stay active, if they didn't keep doing things, get action, as Theodore Roosevelt's father suggested his son do, then this dark depression would come over them. So it's a case in which an illness made people greater, I think. And I suspect that's true of Franklin Roosevelt, too, because although he was very, very seriously handicapped by polio. And I think we've, in the film, we do more to explain that than anyone ever has before. Having polio did teach him some empathy and patience, two characteristics that were not very prominent before he fell ill.
We're visiting with Jeffrey Ward. Jeffrey is the author of the book, the companion book to The Roosevelts, the television series. And it's a book that is available with the DVD. I mean, it's full of different pictures, history, anything that you want. You want to sit down and watch that series and then go ahead and look through this book because you want to take time to look at this book. It's a big coffee book.
Can I say one thing about that? It is a companion volume in the sense that it wouldn't have existed without the show, but it is full of material that we didn't have room for in the show. There are pictures there that are not in the show, and there are whole stories and scenes which we couldn't tell on film, which I could tell on the page. So it's not just an illustrated program to the show, sort of. It's a book in its own right.
Let's talk about Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy, as you mentioned, was born with asthma, and there are stories of his father putting him in the wagon and rushing through the streets so that he could get air in his lungs, and the fact that his father, during the Civil War, because you could do that back then, hired somebody to go fight for him, but he at the same time went to go to the newsboys and all these people to take care of, you know, what he thought was his civic duty. However, some people claim that the reason Teddy Roosevelt went into the Rough Rider stage and all that is because he felt guilt over his dad.
I think that's true. His father, he worshipped his father. His father was a very, very fine man with very, very high moral standards, but he had married an unreconstructed Confederate who couldn't bear the thought of her husband going off to fight her family on the battlefield. So instead, he did volunteer work, and he did hire what was called a substitute in those days. Theodore Roosevelt, who admired everything else about his father, thought that that had been a terrible error, a moral mistake. And I think that had a lot to do with Theodore Roosevelt's determination when the Spanish-American War seemed about to break out to get into battle. And he went on to drive all of his sons into the military during World War I and lost his youngest and most loved son.
We are speaking with Jeffrey Ward. Jeffrey is the author of the book, The Roosevelts. It's a companion book to the PBS series, The Roosevelts. But as Jeffrey mentioned, this has a lot more information that they were not able to put in the DVD. So you want to have both, actually. And it's great to look at these pictures at your leisure and not be pausing the television or putting the DVD in again. And it has a lot of information about all three Roosevelts, Teddy, Franklin, and Eleanor. We've been talking about Teddy right now. Let's switch over to Franklin Roosevelt. And Franklin, of course, was, as some people say, born with a silver spoon in his mouth, I guess. He was a rich man, and of course, he grew up in a rich society. And he had a lot of opportunities to go places and study. However, when he became president, he was already stricken with the polio, was he not?
Right, he was indeed, yeah.
Okay.
He could not take a step unaided, right?
And a lot of people, as you mentioned, do not know much about the president's polio, and they don't realize that this man served four terms, and he was in a lot of pain. He took trips to Africa, trips to Casablanca, trips to Europe, and at the same time being in a lot of pain and still being able to do what he did.
He was a remarkable human being. The gallantry with which he dealt with his inability to move out of a chair. He could not rise from a chair unaided. And he developed a special sort of an artificial way of walking, which was really it had very little to do with his legs. He threw his hips from one side to the other and held on to someone's arm and a cane and tried to disguise as much as he could how handicapped he was. And yet, somehow, he managed to be elected president four times. It's an extraordinary thing. And I think if you read the book and if you see the film, you'll have a real sense of the struggle that he undertook to try to get back into political life after a disease seemed to have ended his career forever. I think even his worst enemies must have admired his courage.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Ward, and Jeffrey is the author of the book, The Roosevelts. It's the Roosevelts and Intimate History is the name of the book, and it's companion piece book to the PBS show, The Roosevelts. But as Jeffrey mentioned, this is a book that has a lot more information, information that they were not able to put in the DVD. So you would want to read this book, and it shows a lot of pictures and a lot of information about all three Roosevelts, Teddy, Franklin, and Eleanor. Getting back to Franklin, a lot of talk has been made about his relationship with Sir Winston Churchill. Tell us about that relationship and also the relationship with Joseph Stalin.
His relationship with Churchill was complex. It was a friendship, but it was a very complicated friendship. Churchill was desperate for American help. They finally, when we were attacked at Pearl Harbor, they were finally able to be on the same side. It was always tempered a little, I think, by Churchill, you know, who was presiding over the end of a great empire, and FDR, who didn't think colonial powers should stay colonial after the war. So there was a certain amount of tension in between them, but they worked very well together. And we're all very glad we don't speak German as our first language to this day, thanks to that partnership. Roosevelt's relationship with Stalin was very different. He did not particularly admire him. He thought, I think, that his charm, which had worked on so many people, could work on Stalin as well. And he didn't live long enough to find out whether that might have worked.
As far as you mentioned that he did not live long enough to find out what was happening, but some people claim that when he went to take that rest that he needed, much needed, and that home where I guess Lucy Mercer was there at the same time when he died, he was aware, or he thought that the war was pretty much over.
Yeah, the war was pretty much over, and he had plans to go to the founding event of the United Nations. He was not a naive person. And he knew that the agreements at Yalta had been, as he said, they're the best I can do. The Russians had already occupied Eastern Europe, and we were certainly not going to go to war with them, having just defeated the Germans as their allies. I think he hoped that he might be able to temper Stalin after the war. That may well have been an impossible task, but it was his goal, I think. But there are plenty of, you know, notes during those last few days in which he realized that Stalin was going to be a very tough customer and that he was not going to keep his word.
We're visiting with Jeffrey Ward. Jeffrey is the author of the book, The Roosevelts, An Intimate History. Jeffrey, we've talked about both presidents, and these are presidents that would occupy 19 of the first 45 years of the 20th century. Incredible. What about Eleanor? As we mentioned, she was Teddy Roosevelt's niece. His brother was apparently not doing well, correct?
I'm sorry, was not what? I'm
was
sorry.
Not doing well?
Oh, he was a delusional alcoholic.
Yes.
A pathetic person. And Mrs. Roosevelt was really, I think, a miracle of the human spirit. I mean, when you read about her girlhood, which we talk about, even though she lived in relative economic comfort, her girlhood was an entirely emotionally parched landscape. She was an orphan. She was raised by a dutiful grandmother. And she somehow managed to turn herself into the most admired woman on earth. And that story is worth being interested in the Roosevelts. I wish every little girl in America had read about Mrs. Roosevelt and understood her extraordinary life story.
And she had a difficult time. She must have had a difficult time because of the handicap. Her husband, was world leader, world at war, and yet here's a man who can't move from the legs down.
Well, that's true. And she was, among many other things, his eyes and ears and legs. She especially during the Depression, was almost ceaselessly on the road looking at New Deal programs and talking to people to see how they were being treated and reporting back to him every day on what she had seen. They had a very complicated marriage. It was really more a great partnership than a marriage as we think of it. And there has never been a more creative partnership, surely, in American history.
We're visiting with Jeffrey Ward. He is the author of the book, The Roosevelts, An Intimate History. And this is the companion book to the PBS series, The Roosevelts. It's available on DVD also, and as a book is available as well. Tell us a little bit about Mrs. Roosevelt as a wife, as a mother, and just as a woman, not in the limelight.
Well, she had been taught really from childhood that it was unlikely anyone was going to love her, and that the only way you could win the love of other people was to do good and to help them. And that really, I think, was the key to her all her life. She had also never had a distant and disapproving mother who died when she was very young, and she'd never had any real mothering. So as a mother, she was not a great mother. I think that's safe to say, and Franklin Roosevelt was not a great father either. Their marriage was very complicated. He had an affair early on. She wanted from him she wanted him to be a sort of emotional confidant, which he was bred not to be. He did not reveal his emotions to anyone. And he wanted someone who would admire him the same unfailing love that his mother had always shown toward him. And she couldn't do that. Eleanor Roosevelt was quite a critical person. So they ended up making, as I said, this sort of creative political partnership in which their goals for the country united them, I think, more than conventional marriage did.
And because you are an FDR historian, you can perhaps tell us a little bit more about this. From what I understand, some of the books I've read is that Mrs. Roosevelt, his mother, disapproved of that affair, and he wanted a divorce. She said that she would cut him off completely
from the
inheritance.
Well, that's the story told in the family. There's no documentary evidence of it, but I think that is true. She is sometimes portrayed as a dragon. I find her an absolutely extraordinary person. I think if the test of a mother is how well she conveys to her children that they can do anything they want to with their lives, then she was a very great mother, because FDR certainly achieved a very great deal.
And she was also not only a great mother, she was a great encourager. You read about when she goes abroad or when she goes visits bases and she talks to the soldiers and the sailors and the Marines, and she's so kind to them and so empathetic.
Oh, yes. You're speaking now of Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yes,
absolutely. She was a remarkable person. I mean, just the exhaust. There's an account in the book of just one day of her inspecting troops in the Pacific. That it'll just, you know, exhausts you just to read about it. And she did day after day after day of that all her life. She was absolutely an astonishing human being.
We're visiting with Jeffrey Ward. He's the author of the book, The Roosevelts, An Intimate History. Jeffrey, what about as far as the Roosevelts go, Franklin Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, he took a lot of gambles while he was in office. One of them, of course, was the draft, because that was on right before election. And he decided to go with that. And then the other one was investing money in a weapon that they didn't even know if it was going to work or not.
That's true. Americans are supposed to be pragmatic people. We try things and see if they work. And I think Franklin Roosevelt really was the sort of the greatest 20th century exemplar of that. He really believed that, as he said, it makes common sense to try something, and if it doesn't work, try something else. And some of the things he tried were failures, but many more were successes, and the creation of the bomb was certainly one of them. He was not put off by the difficulties. When he told Congress that the United States was going to build 50,000 airplanes in a year, people thought he was insane. They built 50,000 airplanes.
We're visiting with Jeffrey Ward. He is the author of the book, The Roosevelts, An Intimate History. Another thing, Jeffrey, that perhaps you can bring us up to par on is President Roosevelt, of course, had no idea that he was going to pass away suddenly. And Harry Truman was the next man in line.
That's right. I sort of have the feeling sometimes that Roosevelt really thought himself immortal. That he didn't really care much who was vice president, because he didn't think it was going to pass to anybody. That sounds sort of crazy, but I think it was. And he did not inform Harry Truman of all sorts of things that he really should have known about if he was going to take over the job.
And when he did, Eleanor was very supportive of Mr. Truman, President Truman, correct?
She was very supportive, but if she thought he was wrong, she did not hesitate to tell him so. And she did the same thing with every other president during her lifetime, including Jack Kennedy.
We are speaking with Jeffrey Ward. He is the author of the book, The Roosevelts, An Intimate History. We have about a minute left in the program, Jeffrey, but if you can wrap up for us what what this book has to offer and perhaps something that people should look forward to that is not in the series?
I think the series and the book, I think the reason that they caught on was that they show you what American leadership can be like. And I think we suffer from a feeling that we don't have the kind of leaders that we once had. And it's good to read about and see pictures of two presidents and a first lady who knew what they were doing and got an extraordinary amount accomplished.
Jeffrey Ward is our guest. And Jeffrey, before we get you off the air, if you wouldn't mind putting in the plug for your other books that you've written on FDR.
Oh, goodness. Sure. Before the Trumpet and A First-Class Temperament, which are about Roosevelt's, FDR's early years, they're in paperback, and Closest Companion, a story about Roosevelt's friendship with another cousin who may have been his closest confidant. Margaret Sukley was her name.
Is she the one who was with Lucy Mercer at the time that he died?
Yes, she was with him when he died. I happened to know her in her 98th year, and she was a great lady, kept a secret diary. She's a character in the film and in the book, but I've done a whole book about her and the president.
You mentioned, as far as the American Heritage, do you still write for the American Heritage magazine?
I don't. I stopped doing that after 14 years of it.
Anything else that you're working on right now, Jeffrey?
Well, we're doing a big series and a book on the history of the Vietnam War, which will be on in the January of 2017, I think, on PBS.
And do you have any other books out currently?
Yes, I do. I have one more called A Disposition to Be Rich, which is about my great-grandfather, who was a very celebrated and notorious swindler in the 19th century.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to find out also, because we're in the social media age, do you have a website that you recommend our listeners go to, Jeffrey?
I don't, except for the PBS one. I certainly don't have one myself.
You can go to pbs.org and click on the Roosevelts and Intimate History, and they'll give you information there about the book, about the series, classroom things, tips for teachers, a lot of everything. Jeffrey, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you very much.
We've been visiting with Jeffrey Ward. He is the author of the book, The Roosevelts in Intimate History. Perspectives is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Perspectives. I'm Louis Sines.